Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to State Senate President and Senator Cameron Henry. How you doing, Cameron?
Morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. Look, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do think it's interesting about the process of this. As the Senate president, when you're in session, what does your day look like? What happens? People come and meet with you. They bring you bills. You negotiate. Tell me, the people, how that works.
Yes to everything.
Okay.
I usually start off with phone calls kind of just like this. When I wake up in the morning, and I try to get to the Capitol around 8 or 8:30, and I start meetings either in 15-minute or 30-minute intervals until we go on the floor. And it's everything from members that have questions about bills to a strategy they want to use, issues they have with staff, issues they have with another member's bills, problems back home, issue with an agency, maybe Department of Transportation, see if we can help with that. They want to, you know, have a conversation with the governor and figure out what the best strategy is to go work an angle that they're trying to work through something. Whatever you could think of, somebody's kid needs help getting into college, whatever you could imagine, it all comes to my desk.
Jesuit graduate
for the world.
LSU degree in political science, MBA from Tulane in finance. And you work with Steve Scalise. So you are a policy guy, but yet you got to massage some personalities, I guess, right? Part of what you're doing is salesmanship?
The majority of it is relationship-driven.
Okay.
Absolute, overwhelming majority of my job deals with relationships.
And putting this one with that one, say, well, maybe he didn't mean this, and sometimes it gets personal, I guess. You got to work that out, too. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to manage the day, you know, eliminate as many problems as you can and don't create any more for tomorrow.
Good. There you go. Because everybody thinks they're right. I don't think people realize that, but everybody thinks they're right. And that's what you got to go through. Let's talk about the governor's Gator plan and your thoughts on that.
Well, the Gator plan was a switch over from the voucher program. Now, the voucher program that the state ran was arguably, by their own admission, one of the worst-run voucher programs in the country. So they switched it to the Gator program, which is going to provide state money to send children to private and parochial schools.
But wait, how is that different than the voucher program, Cameron?
They're going to go to any school they want.
Okay.
They will literally be able to write the parent a check, and they'll be able to go to whatever school they want.
Gotcha.
The issue that we're having is when we originally did it, we were just going to use the money previously allocated for the voucher program, which was for about 6,000 students, $50 million. They want to increase that to $94 million. What everyone fails to talk about, and which we'll talk about next week when I meet with them at a meeting in Baton Rouge, is how many schools are available, how many seats are available in each school to take these children, right? So there's no point in me giving any program money if they can't actually utilize it. So they did what I expected them to do. They opened up enrollment to where they could get a whole bunch of kids to sign up to put pressure on members to fund it, but without knowing how many seats are available. So once, you know, like everything else you do in Baton Rouge, we're going to slow that down a little bit. We're going to figure out how many seats are available, physically chairs are available, whatever school you can think of right now. Are they willing to take to accept the children. That's one step. The second step is if it's a child that's currently at a public school, they might be getting some type of services, speech therapy, whatever it might be. When they move to that new school, whatever school it may be, will those services be able to go with them? we need to work through that. You know, another issue is on transportation. If they move to another school, does that system now need to provide transportation for that child to go, used to go to one school, now has to go to another? So it's not just as easy as, oh, we're just going to write the parent a check and hope they can find a place to stay. Hope they can find a place to go to school. We're going to approach it. We're going to learn from the mistakes. Obviously, they made some with the voucher program. So we're going to get the program up and running, but we're going to do it in a very methodical way that makes sure that we're spending taxpayer money wisely.
As far as the structure of this and the way it changes year to year, this is eventually going to wind up just being a subsidy to people that already have their kids in private schools, or am I?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tap, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Wrong.
Well, in other states, it has turned into that, which has ballooned the fiscal note to $800 or $900 million. Now, currently, there's people listening to your radio show whose parents, or mother, or father, or guardian works their tail off to send their child to private school or parochial school. Right. And now what we want to do is from a state perspective, is we want to give another group of parents a subsidy to send their kid to the same exact school, which some people, specifically in my and Jefferson Parish, have a little concerned about that, saying I'm working twice as hard to send my kid there. Now I'm going to subsidize public education. And now I'm also going to subsidize someone going to a parochial school or a private school. We're muddying the water with it all. So like everything else I do in Baton Rouge, we're going to have one more meeting over the contract. Remember, this program isn't run by the Department of Education. It's run by an outside group that gets a percentage of the money that we allocate to each child. They get a percentage of that. They charge a fee of $143 per child. So this is a moneymaker for someone. And we have to run that down for a little bit longer before we move forward with any type of contracts that do that.
So it would be accurate to say you have serious concerns with the way it's structured now, and that you want to press pause on all of this and kind of go through it?
Yeah, and it's not unrealistic. We're not going to allocate $94 million to someone who can only spend $20 million. You know, that other $74 million can go a long way in other programs in the state, infrastructure, deferred maintenance for higher ed, a bunch of different areas, water sector, all kind of areas. So that's all. I mean, people get excited up here and want to come up here and ask for all the money in the world. It's our job to slow it down and make sure we're using it the right way.
So you're hearing from people, and we got to take a break here, but you're hearing from people on all sides of this issue, right?
Of course, yeah, because somebody has a child in a failing school and they want to move them. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that every school is not meant for every child. And if you have multiple children or family, different schools work for them. And you don't want to deny a child that. But what you also don't want to do is make it a moneymaker for an outside company, when I don't see why the Department of Education can't run this program, since we're starting off with 6,000 kids in the voucher program and they already know who those kids are. So
let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to State Senate President Cameron Henry. We're going to drill down on insurance when we come back, because give me some hope, Cameron, because I my name is Thomas and I'm appropriately named, because I doubt I'm going to see anything that changes on insurance. But we'll see. 652, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, quickly back to Cameron Henry. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Cameron Henry, our friend, Louisiana State Senator, Senate President. Cameron, my name's Thomas. I'm doubtful by nature. My parents picked the right name. Tell me about insurance, either auto or home, and give me some kind of hope that anything's going to change.
Well, I mean, if you talk to the insurance companies, no matter what we pass, they can't guarantee rates are going to be low whatever. So we'll put that out there right across the board. That doesn't mean we're not going to do anything up here. What we're trying to balance is the insurance companies really want to make it very difficult for policyholders to hold them accountable for anything. And from the other side of it, we also want to make sure that we don't run amok with frivolous lawsuits and so forth. So we're trying to find that balance. I think if you listen to the governor's speech yesterday, we're trying to find that balance in there. All of us, especially in your listening area, have had issues with hurricanes and floods and whatever it might be, and we've had issues with adjusters, insurance companies. We want to have some authority to hold them accountable when they deny our claim or tell us that they're going to give us $1,000 for a $10,000 roof or whatever it might be. We need to have some way to push back on them, and we can't cede all that authority back to the insurance companies on the hopes that they lower our rate. That's just not going to work. And it relates to auto. I pay auto insurance for 4 drivers. Mm. I get destroyed by it just like everybody else. But the same thing, if you're actually legitimately injured in a wreck, well, then you probably should be taken care of. That's mm-hmm. common sense. It's the frivolous small ones that we have to work through. But we're going to get there, but I can't guarantee lower rates because the insurance company will tell you no matter what you do, they can't guarantee anything other than the status quo at this point. But we're gonna work towards putting more pressure on not only on the insurance industries, but I think we're going to work with the insurance commissioner to give him a little bit more authority as well to see if he can help solve some of these problems for us.
Cameron, you're smarter than I am, but I'll tell you what, I think when you said common sense, that's where you delved in a territory that was troublesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a good day. Louisiana State Bye-bye. Senate President Cameron Henry will take a break and back. Talk to Representative Delisha Boyd about some of the bills she's proposed, one that addresses hazing at college. Then we'll talk to Ben Riggs with Real Reform Louisiana about insurance crisis. Tommy Tucker back in a flash.